The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Fish oil to dodge depression? Don't bother. Help support emotional health, says Country Life Omega-3 Mood Supplement. Don't count on it. Researchers randomly assigned 18,353 adults to take a daily dose of fish oil, 465 milligrams of EPA and 375 milligrams of DHA, or a placebo. None had experienced depression in the previous 2 years. After 5 years, the fish oil takers had a slightly higher risk of depression. There were roughly 14 cases of depression a year for every 1,000 people who took the fish oil versus 12 cases for every 1,000 who took the placebo. Mood scores didn't differ between groups, however. In the same trial, the risk of depression was no different in people who were randomly assigned to take vitamin D, 2,000 IU a day, rather than a placebo. What to do? Don't expect fish oil or vitamin D to prevent depression or boost your mood. And there's only shaky evidence from other studies that fish oil helps people who already have depression. Check with your doctor. Milk and muscle. Does extra protein boost muscle? In a study funded by the Dairy Farmers of Canada, scientists randomly assigned 22 older women to drink 2 cups a day of whole milk, skim milk, or almond milk for 3 days while doing their usual exercise, and for 3 more days while taking 50% more steps than usual. The dairy milk drinkers got more protein per day, 75 grams for those drinking skim, 71 grams for those drinking whole, than the almond milk drinkers, 59 grams. That gave the almond drinkers the RDA for protein, 0.36 grams for every pound of body weight, while the dairy milk drinkers got roughly the higher level recommended by some experts, a half gram per pound. Muscle protein synthesis, measured by muscle biopsies, increased when the women took 50% more steps than usual. The type of milk they drink made no difference. What to do? Want more muscle? Extra movement, not extra protein, matters. Light isn't a green light. Researchers offered participants an unlimited quantity of the same pasta tomato pesto salad labeled either light or filling for lunch on separate occasions. On average, the participants consumed more calories from the light salad, 469, than from the filling salad, 427. What to do? Labeling rules require a food that's light in calories to have at least a third fewer than usual, but that doesn't matter if you pile it on. When to exercise? Whenever you prefer. Does it matter whether you work out in the morning or evening? Researchers randomly assigned 40 sedentary adults with overweight or obesity to 3 supervised 1-hour walking plus resistance exercise sessions per week, either in the morning, 8 to 10 a.m., or evening, 5 to 7 p.m. After 12 weeks, average cardiovascular fitness and time asleep increased equally in both groups, while body fat, waist size, and calorie intake fell equally in both groups. Both groups also felt less likely to overeat in response to appealing food or emotional stress than when they entered the study. What to do? Whether and how much you exercise matters more than when you exercise. Hype or Health by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. Health sells, so ad agencies tap into, or amp up, the latest fads and fears about food. Want more energy, protein, or hydration? Avoiding carbs, gluten, or lactose? Should you avoid them? You can't dodge the hype, but you can not fall for it. Here's the latest crop. Not light on hype. Pedialyte Sport is hydration beyond the hype with 3 times electrolytes, says the magazine ad. The artificially sweetened, red-dyed packet of fruit punch makes a 16-ounce drink with 7 grams of added sugar and 650 milligrams of sodium, more than a quarter of a day's max. Do you need all that salt if, say, you're doing a cardio workout, like the woman jumping rope in the ad, don't bet on it. Unless you're exercising intensely for more than an hour, plain water is fine. And even if you do exercise enough to need to replace electrolytes, like sodium and potassium, that are lost when you sweat, plain water plus food should take care of it. Original Pedialyte is mostly for kids and with diarrhea. But why not use its name recognition to sell a similar drink to anyone who exercises? Brilliant. Cheesy Spin. An ancient recipe without gluten or lactose. Talk about forward thinking, says the ad for Gruyere from a cheese industry group in Switzerland. Gluten-free? Sure, but most cheeses, basically cultured milk, salt, and enzymes, are gluten-free. And who cares unless you need to avoid gluten? Lactose-free? Yes, but so are just about all hard cheeses. Only soft cheeses, cottage, ricotta, etc., have a few grams of lactose or milk sugar per serving. If you're lactose intolerant, look for 0 grams of sugar or carbs on the Nutrition Facts label. For the rest of us, lactose-free or gluten-free claims for Gruyere aren't forward-thinking. They're marketing speak. Cookie Con. Atkins just pulled off quite the cookie miracle, says actor Rob Lowe in the TV ad, as he reassures a woman who wonders whether chocolate chip cookies can blow your whole low-carb day. A miracle indeed. Atkins tossed together some butter, the predominant ingredient, soluble corn fiber, milk protein isolate, palm oil, unsweetened chocolate, erythritol, polydextrose, whey protein concentrate, calcium caseinate, sucralose, and 10 other mouthwatering ingredients to make its chocolate chip protein cookies. Each 1.4 ounce cookie has a third of a day's saturated fat, 7 grams, and 170 calories. You'd get the same calories from 3 Chips Ahoy's, 1.2 ounces. Do Atkins' 170 calories, mostly from fat and protein, lead to weight loss because they cause a smaller bump in blood sugar than any other cookie's 170 calories, mostly from flour, sugar, and fat? Now, that would be a miracle. Marketing to the max. I brought in Ensure Max Protein with 30 grams of protein, boasts the talking Ensure original shake container in the TV ad. Those who tried me felt more energy in just 2 weeks, pipes in the max container. Cue the tiny print at the bottom of the screen, visible for 3 whole seconds. Survey of 1,038 consumers 50 plus. Those who drank one Ensure Max Protein shake per day for 14 days and reported feeling more energy versus control group. Wow, did Abbott, Ensure's manufacturer, randomly assign people to drink Ensure Max Protein or a placebo drink for 2 weeks without anyone knowing which they were getting? We asked Abbott that and other questions about their survey. By our deadline, they hadn't provided any answers. Abbott is a Fortune 500 company that can afford to do a real study on Ensure Max Protein. Of course, it got that way in part by pitching Ensure to millions of healthy people who don't need it. A hard sell. This year, upgrade your drinks to hard kombucha, says the Instagram ad for Juneshine, which calls itself a better-for-you alcohol. Seriously? Alcohol is linked to a higher risk of some cancers like breast, heart disease, strokes, and liver disease. Plus, it supplies empty calories. So the only better-for-you alcohol is less alcohol. Yet, a 12-ounce can of Juneshine Blood Orange Mint has the same calories, 145, and about as much alcohol, 6%, as a 12-ounce Budweiser, 5%. Maybe that's why the company's website compares Juneshine to wine. 12 ounces of red wine has about 290 calories, it points out. Of course, the wine is 13% alcohol, as Juneshine notes, and that's why a typical wine pour is around 6 ounces and 145 calories. Poof! There goes Juneshine's edge. Want to upgrade your drinks? Cut back on alcohol and try a lower-calorie, non-alcoholic kombucha. Many hover around 30 calories per cup. Or seltzer with a splash of juice, like Spindrift. Beer fan? Most hopped sparkling waters and teas, like Hoplark, are calorie-free. Sweet Dreams. Need NyQuil or DayQuil to tame cold or flu symptoms? Vicks is hoping you'll fork over some extra cash for the version sold with Super C. You get 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus B vitamins, calcium, and ginseng, green tea, and turmeric extracts in the daily supplement, and 1,000 milligrams of C plus calcium, zinc, copper, and ashwagandha, chamomile, and echinacea extracts in the nightly one. Do they help? Only Vicks bottom line. Super C is not intended to treat cold or flu, says the ad's fine print. Got that right. Start something processed. Dinner time again, asks the Campbell's TV ad as condensed cream of mushroom soup is dunked in a pot of curry with sweet potatoes, spinach, and chicken. Start something good. The wonderful consistency of cream of mushroom soup eliminates the need for yogurt, exclaims the chicken curry in a hurry recipe on Campbell's website. I mean, who needs healthy yogurt when you can dump a glop of mostly water, mushrooms, oil, and cornstarch with its 2,150 milligrams of sodium into your curry, which ends up with 810 milligrams per serving and takes 45 minutes to cook? That's a hurry? Who indeed? Maybe ask the ad execs who are on a mission to sell Americans a steady diet of ultra-processed junk. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Simply salmon. This simple salmon hits the table in 20 minutes. Add some broccoli and dinner is done. Could it get any easier? For a slightly sweeter version, use orange zest and juice instead of lemon. Sesame baked salmon. Ingredients. 1 tablespoon tahini. 1.5 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce. 1 teaspoon lemon zest. 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice. 1 teaspoon grated ginger, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 4 6-ounce skinless salmon fillets, patted dry, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame seeds, 2 scallions sliced. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. In a small bowl, whisk together the tahini, soy sauce, lemon zest and juice, ginger, and coriander. Arrange the salmon on a rimmed baking sheet. Spoon the tahini sauce over the fish. Sprinkle with the sesame seeds and bake until the salmon flakes easily with a fork and is just opaque in the center, 8 to 12 minutes. Depending on the thickness of the fillets, sprinkle with the scallions. Food find. Cherry picking. Waiting for spring or summer to indulge in cherries? No need. Like most frozen fruit, frozen dark sweet cherries hit the snacking trifecta. Juicy, all the nutrients of fresh fruit, and irresistible straight out of the bag. No washing, no destemming, no pitting. As the cherries defrost, they release some of their juices. That makes them perfect for lending a hint of sweetness to plain yogurt or adding a bit of pizzazz to cold cereal, oatmeal, or cottage cheese. One more plus, when out-of-season fresh cherries are $7 a pound, a frozen bag is a steal. Frozen fruit is fast fruit. So, while you're at it, also consider frozen mango chunks. Say hello to vitamin C, folate, and potassium, and kiss goodbye the peeling and chopping. For a tropical icy treat, snack on mango chunks before they're fully defrosted. Frozen berries. Smoothie heaven. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, you name it. Or try smaller wild blueberries. With less pulp and more skin, they stay firmer as they thaw. Bonus, frozen fruit makes it easy to sidestep food waste. No worries that your fresh berries or cherries are going bad somewhere in the recesses of your fridge. How's that for fuss-free fruit? Dish of the month. Zug hot sauce. Combine 1 bunched chopped cilantro, 2 chopped jalapenos, 2 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 2 cloves garlic, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each coriander, cumin, and kosher salt in a blender. Puree until smooth. Food fail. Meltdown. Today, IHOP introduces its latest menu innovation of handcrafted melts, a collection of sandwiches with savory flavors as part of the restaurant's ongoing commitment to the prioritization of the PM daypart and portable menu options, announced the October press release. Who wouldn't want to spend their PM daypart sinking their teeth into one of 7 cheese-loaded sandwiches? Take the Pepper Jack Patty Melt. It's got cheese not just on its steak burger patty, but also on the cheese-crusted bread. So you walk away with 1,250 calories plus 33 grams of saturated fat, 1.5 days worth, and 2,370 milligrams of sodium, a day's max. It's like eating a double quarter pounder with cheese plus a triple cheeseburger at McDonald's. And that's without a side like onion rings, 550 calories, French fries, 320, buttermilk pancakes, 320, or fruit, 50. Or try the cheese-crusted four-cheese melt. It's got cheese on the bread, cheese between the bread, and a tub of cheese, queso, for dipping. All handcrafted with 50-plus ingredients like sodium hexametaphosphate, TBHQ, and artificial color. We took the patty melt up a level, says the company's website. And if your cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight follow, not IHOP's problem. Dress it up. Time-saving toppings to make flavors pop, by Lindsay Moyer and Kate Sherwood. Wouldn't it be nice to build a staple of dips, dressings, sauces, and toppings that can take your salads, veggies, pasta, poultry, seafood, grains, and more from good to great in a snap? These fast flavorings pack a punch without much salt or sugar, or add creamy richness without overdoing unhealthy, saturated fats. Fruity vinegar. Many bottled raspberry vinaigrette dressings taste cloyingly sweet because they add more sugar than raspberry puree or juice. For a more balanced dressing, whisk together a fruity vinegar with a neutral-tasting oil, like grapeseed or sunflower, and a pinch of salt. Two vinegars to try? Acid League's Strawberry Rosé, made with Riesling grape and strawberry juices, and its Meyer Lemon Honey, made with lemon juice and honey. Neither tops 2 grams of total sugar or 10 calories per tablespoon. The downside? Be prepared to spend more than you would for a basic red wine vinegar. Acid League, for example, costs $10 for 12.7 ounces at Whole Foods. On the upside, vinegar lasts, well, pretty much forever. Also try champagne vinegar, light tasting, white balsamic vinegar, a tad sweet, or sherry vinegar, less acidic and more complex than red vinegar. How to use? Dress greens like baby arugula or green leaf or butter lettuce, then top with oranges and avocado, kiwi and radishes, or berries and walnuts. Salsa meets guac. Most store-bought guacamoles lack the tart, limey zip and chunky texture of a guac you whipped up just 60 seconds ago. A step up? Holy Guacamole Avocado Verde. Holy's, spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y, punch comes from its tomatilla salsa, yet 2 tablespoons have a mere 100 milligrams of sodium and just 50 calories. How to use? You know the drill. Tacos, taco salads, bowls, veggie dipping, etc. Also try refrigerated fresh salsa like salsa fresca. Taste-wise, the tubs of tomato, onion, and jalapeno beat many jarred salsas with their tomato paste or puree base, and they're lower in sodium. Ditto for chunky pico de gallo, though it may not taste fresh for as long as salsa fresca does. Look for a salsa with no more than 150 or so milligrams of sodium in a 2-tablespoon serving. Fresh pesto. Nothing beats homemade basil pesto. For a supermarket pesto that doesn't disappoint, skip the shelf-stable jars and head to the refrigerator case. You want one that's bright green and that has no more than 350 milligrams of sodium per quarter cup. One like Bear Pond Farm Premium Basil Pesto, 260 milligrams. Read those nutrition facts labels. Rana, for example, has 680 milligrams of sodium. Trader Joe's Pesto a la Genovese hits 960 milligrams. Sheesh. Also try dairy-free or vegan. Gotham Greens uses the classic combo of basil, pine nuts, and olive oil, but leaves out the Parmesan cheese in its vegan pesto. Trader Joe's vegan kale, cashew, and basil pesto shakes things up for just $4 for 8 ounces. For pesto, that's a steal. How to use? Pesto is a perfect match for earthy whole wheat or legume pasta. Before tossing them together, thin the pesto by mixing in 1 or 2 tablespoons of pasta cooking water per quarter cup of pesto. Other great additions? Broccolini, asparagus, tomatoes, or red peppers. Got leftover pesto? Dip it on veggies or stir a spoonful into a pot of minestrone or vegetable soup just before serving. When in doubt, freeze it. A go-to vinaigrette. It's not easy to find a brand with a variety of salad dressings that don't top 150 milligrams of sodium in 2 tablespoons. Tessemaize does it, and with flavor to spare. The pleasantly mustardy, lemony, organic lemon garlic sticks to simple ingredients: sunflower and extra virgin olive oils, lemon juice, mustard salt, and garlic oil that keep it versatile. Find it in the refrigerator case or stop by the shelf-stable dressings aisle for Tessemaize Pantry Organic Lemon Pepper or Classic Italian. How to use? Green salads, beans or lentil salads, pasta salads, you name it. Also try, need a sweet dressing? Tessemaize Balanced Sweet Yet Tangy Organic Honey Poppy Seeds has 6 grams, 1.5 teaspoons of added sugar in 2 tablespoons, but it's so flavorful, you won't need much. Balsamic glaze. With a bottle of balsamic glaze in your cabinet, you don't need to spend 15 minutes cooking down balsamic vinegar until it thickens. Like Whole Foods Market 365 Organic, many brands hover around 4 to 5 grams of added sugar and 30 to 40 calories per tablespoon. But you're more likely to use it by the teaspoon because its rich balsamic flavor is so concentrated. Also try fig balsamic vinegar. How to use? Toss with roasted Brussels sprouts or broccoli, drizzle with extra virgin olive oil on fresh mozzarella and tomatoes, or whisk with extra virgin olive oil into a vinaigrette to spoon over salad greens, plus chicken, pecans, and apple. Beyond basic hummus. With a base of chickpeas, tahini, sesame seed paste, and unsaturated oils, almost any brand of hummus is a healthy snacking staple. When you want a new spin, though, Ithaca hummus dials up the flavor, not the salt. A 2-tablespoon serving of most varieties has 95 to 120 milligrams of sodium, that's typical for hummus, and 50 to 70 calories. After trying the company's herby lemon dill, zippy smoked chipotle, or bold Kalamata olive, you might never go back to your former go-to brand. How to use? Just like any hummus. For starters, spread on whole grain crackers or use as a dunker for raw veggies like carrot or jicama sticks, sliced cukes, bell pepper strips, mini tomatoes, or cauliflower florets. Also try. Want to really mix up your dip routine? Swap your hummus for tzatziki or baba ganoush. Tzatziki. The traditional Greek dip is made with yogurt, cucumber, garlic, fresh dill, or mint, and salt. That helps explain why most brands have about half the calories of hummus, just 35 and 2 tablespoons. Plenty, like Cedars, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods Market 365, or Boar's Head, fit the bill, though we didn't find any as smooth and creamy as Kava tzatziki. How to use? Dipping is only the start. Try a dollop to jazz up your lentils, chicken, falafel, sandwiches, brown rice, or bulgur. Also try. Dropping dairy? We didn't find any convincing vegan tzatziki that wasn't full of saturated fat rich coconut oil, but Trader Joe's refrigerated vegan creamy dill dressing can punch up salads or stand in for tzatziki. The herby dressing is made with pureed cauliflower, canola oil, and almonds, so 2 tablespoons have just 60 calories, 0 sat fat, and 120 milligrams of sodium. Taste? You'll be back at Joe's for another bottle in no time. Baba ganoush. Baba ganoush is a slightly smoky, super creamy Middle Eastern dip made from pureed, grilled, or roasted eggplant, garlic, and salt. Tahini. Too bad baba hasn't yet made its way to most national brands. If you live on the East Coast, you might be able to find deliciously creamy esti. If you don't, keep your eyes peeled for a regional brand. Also try... Kava's sesame-free roasted eggplant dip is mostly eggplant, oil, parsley, garlic, onion, lemon, and salt. How to use? Same for tzatziki. Flavored mayo. Mayo may look creamy, but it has no cream. And because it's mostly unsaturated oil and water, with a bit of egg, vinegar, and salt, a tablespoon has just 1.5 grams or so of saturated fat. Plus, plenty of healthy fats. Who knew? Flavored mayos, think chipotle, curry, garlic, or sriracha, can lend new flavors to sandwiches and more, often for just 90 to 150 milligrams of sodium per tablespoon. Despite its name, Hellmann's Organic Spicy Chipotle is pleasantly mild with more spice from chipotle chili and smoked paprika than heat. Also try Tangy Whole Foods Market Organic Spicy Harissa Mayonnaise if you like more heat. Harissa is a chili paste common in North African cuisines. How to use? As a dipping sauce for breaded chicken or plant-based tenders, drizzled over tofu or grain bowls, or for chipotle mayo on fish or shrimp tacos. If needed, first thin by whisking in a teensy splash of water. Tip: mayo has around 90 calories per tablespoon. If you want less, start with Hellmann's Light, 35 calories, and mix in a squirt of sriracha, pinch of curry powder, etc. That also works if you'd rather use vegan mayo or don't want to buy a whole jar of a single mayo flavor. Neat, huh? Tangy barbecue sauce. Some bottled barbecue sauces are almost as sugary as jam. Take Sweet Baby Ray's. A 2-tablespoon serving packs 16 grams of added sugar. That's 4 teaspoons, a third of a day's worth. But Stubbs Original is a Texas-style barbecue sauce. That means less syrupy, with just the right balance of savory, tangy, and sweet. Its first ingredient is tomato puree. Sweet Baby Ray's is high-fructose corn syrup. So you get just 4 grams, or 1 teaspoon of added sugar, in 2 tablespoons. It's rare to find a barbecue sauce that's low in sodium, though. Even Stubbs has 250 milligrams, so go easy. How to use? Try it on chicken, plant-based meats, tofu, or tempeh. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.